NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg went to the Getty Center here in L.A. to an exhibition with some unsettling subjects, a demon, a dead soldier, an eyeball floating in a balloon. She surveyed French prints and drawings from the 1800s created with materials made available by the Industrial Revolution.
The show is about the art of darkness. The title is Noir, French for the color black. Artists started using black in new ways in the 19th century with black chalk, black pastels, black crayons, black charcoal.
Black can be intense and dramatic.
Timothy Potts, director of the Getty.
I mean, it's dark. It's the color of the night, of the unknown, of the scary.
Manet, Redon, Degas, Corot, Courbet, lots of lesser-known painters, too, began putting black on paper in lithographs, etchings, drawings, not for the first time, but different because of 19th century technology and the times.
Life was changing at a pace which it never had before, and it wasn't all good. There was the poverty and the desperation of city life in a way that hadn't existed before.
The air was terrible.
This is Lee Hendricks, curator of the Noir Show.
Urban violence was becoming a kind of regular thing. The city, and especially the night city, and the city of Paris itself, began to take on life as a kind of demonic domain.
Artists reflected these shadowy changes. In 1827, Eugene Delacroix drew a demon, Goethe's devil, Mephistopheles. The lithograph shows him flying over a dark city, the incarnation of evil, with his claw-like finger and toenails, his grinning leer. Scary.
I think they are plumbing the depths of the frightening, unimagined evil in ways that had not happened before in art.
It's raining black in Odillon Redon's 1880 charcoal apparition. Long, dark lines slanting downward. A dreamlike, ghostly presence emerges from the dark. There's a bit of light around him. Artists rubbed squished-up bread onto the paper to lift away the powdery charcoal.
Finally, because I was up to my elbows in charcoal yesterday.
Artist Allison Saar tidied up before joining us at the Getty. She was intrigued by an unusual Degas in the show, a monotype, the Toilette from 1885, brought out the artist's dark side. Usually Degas used vivid colors in his paintings and pastels of women bathing, but here he's putting black ink on a metal plate and wiping it off to create her arms.
Basically wiping her arms as she's wiping her arms, and so the subject and the matter are married in that respect.
This Degas is a monotype.
You did one, you printed it, and it was over.
But the Industrial Revolution brought ways to produce several copies of an artwork. Mass-produced prints that were snapped up at art shows. Again, curator Lee Hendricks.
And these shows were so well attended. When you look at old engravings of them, they almost look like a department store.
Full of busy buyers. Art got democratized. Ordinary people could afford it. That's something of a ray of sunshine piercing through the noir. In Los Angeles, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.